And he is here because he obviously supports Toys for Happiness, but it's also a good chance to catch up with one of our Friends of the Show members. And good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Lucas. Great to be here.
Yes, glad to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Gosh, Mike, we can start with so many different topics, but let's do start with Toys for Happiness. Sure. You are a community member. You give back in so many different ways. Some are visual that people know about. Some are a little bit more behind the scenes that you don't want any praise. Mm-hmm. What is it about Toys for Happiness that just tugged at your heart?
Yeah, you know, I go back to my own childhood. This is a bit personal for me in that growing up, you know, I was of the oranges in the stocking kind of generation, right? And so, you know, we didn't have a whole lot. We didn't need a whole lot, right? Didn't require a whole lot. But I do remember those special times. My mom worked at Lowenstein. I've told this story about every season, about every Christmas. But she worked at Lowenstein, and they had something called the Christmas tree. And so all the kids of the employees got to come get in a line. It was in the parking lot over where Knowledge Park is now, right in front of the Sports and Event Center. Line, and you stand there with your grocery brown paper bag, right? And you go from one end to the other, and they put toys in your bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did that for decades. And it just speaks to how this community, even back in those days, and we're talking about the 60s, I hate to say it, but we are. We're talking about the 60s, like late 60s and early 70s. And so, you know, way back then, this community was of that mindset of giving back. And so as I grew into an adult and the things that I do today in this community, it's just personal because I go back that far. So I really want to be able to give back and help. And you hear that term all the time, way to give back, way to give back, a way to give back. But it truly is when we have those that maybe are not quite as fortunate as some others, and we want to make sure they have a good solid Christmas. So that's why it's important to me.
What a great Christmas memory.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, you didn't know that you needed more, and you were happy with what you got.
Yeah.
But fast forward to today, where you're a business leader, mm-hmm. and you have the opportunity to help other kids through a similar program, mm-hmm. and the sky's the limit, right?
Like, right.
You never know, or you might never meet the Absolutely. Kid that you might inspire by putting a toy or donating a toy to our Toys for Happiness campaign.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we do talk all the time here about how special this community is, mm-hmm. and that it was, like you just said, the community has always been a giving community, and mm-hmm. that people like you now that, you know, got that loving and kindness back then are now continuing that legacy of the community doing for others. I think it's truly amazing.
Yeah, it's fun for me. You know, I just love being able to do that because, again, it's personal.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you always have such a great smile on your face every time
always.
We see you.
Yeah.
But you work in the heating and cooling business. I'm sure there are times that you were not always smiling.
Right. You ever heard that song called Baby, It's Cold Outside? Yeah, it's cold. And we've been busy. It's good. We just... Again, I can't say enough about this community. We're very blessed to be here and do what we do.
Mike Gettings is with Panther Heating and Cooling. Mike, take us back a little bit more in the time machine, what it was like when you first started at Panther versus what it's like today and how you've grown the business.
Yeah, so back in the day, I worked for another local company, actually. That's where I got my start and just had this entrepreneurial spirit. And I thought, if I can do it for them, I can do it for me. Little did I know how hard that was going to be, right? What was I thinking? But started back in 1994, so a little over 30 years ago. You know, started to hire one tech, hired two installers, and we went to work. And, you know, just started trying to grow the business. And here we are today with about 31 employees, got trucks everywhere, and just been so blessed through the last couple of decades, really. You know, the early years are hard. You know, people don't know you. They don't want to necessarily deal with the new guy. So it took a while, you know, to get on your feet. And but just really the last, I'm going to say since COVID, we've had really strong growth. You know, not sure why, but we take it and go. And so that's where we are. Yeah, but very blessed to be where we are in this community.
And the name Panther Heating and Cooling, that is a play off the Carolina Panthers because that's right about the time that the Panthers came on the scene here in the Charlotte area.
It is. They announced in, I believe, October of 93, something like that. And we opened in April of 94. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, my wife and I are sitting there, again, back in 30 years ago, I'm at a computer. I did have a computer. I'm at a computer. And I'm looking at, you know, names. And I didn't want it to be Mike's Heating and Air. Mm. I didn't want, you know, some cheesy something. And so I looked at her and I said, what is going to catch on in our region? And she said, the Carolina Panthers, because they just announced. And so we chose Panther Heating and Cooling, and I get that all the time. Where'd you get the name? Where'd you get the name? So it's a little bit catchy, and you know, it's worked out for us.
Well, love hopefully that. They're going to stay here in town for many more years, but if they ever do leave, it's still a catchy name, and you can still tell a fun story with it.
It is. I had some people say, you can't do that because, you know, that trademark and all that. We are, and the attorney said, you can call it elephant, tiger, panther, whatever you want to, right?
Yeah.
So they don't have a patent on the animal.
Yeah.
As long as I don't do their color, as long as I'm not the Panthers with an S, and they're a North Carolina corporation.
Great.
It's all good.
That's an insight.
That's some good history. Yeah, that's a good history lesson.
Well, as Mike just mentioned, it is cold outside. This is a reminder to get those HVAC units serviced now, as well as again in the spring. And it just helps to... it helps the technicians if they see trouble to go ahead and get it fixed, because if not, that heat will stop working on Christmas Eve night, won't it, Mike?
It will. Christmas Eve night, early Christmas morning.
When you're gearing up for all of your family and friends.
Right, they walk in and it won't work, and that's not a good day.
No.
Somebody's going to have a bad day, our tech, because he can't be with his family. We got to come take care of it, but it's all good. That's what we do. We're happy to do it.
And your crews are on call pretty much 24-7?
We do have 24-7 service, that's right,
That's good.
Yeah.
At least they don't have to travel too far out of the area.
No, that's right.
Wow. Well, sadly, all good things must come to an end. And Mike, again, has mentioned what 30-something years he's been involved with the heating and cooling business. But you are going to slowly ride off into the sunset and enjoy your golden years.
I am. That's hard for me to swallow, by the way, golden years. You know, you think when you're in your 30s, you're invincible and you'll live forever, right? But I'm at a point in life that, you know, we want to back away enough from the day-to-day operations. Our son Josh, he's been in training for about 30 years. So he will take on the business in the day-to-day operations. I'll still be engaged in the community and some things, but from as far as the day-to-day operations of the company, been working on this for a while, obviously. And so it's a great transition for Cheryl and I. We got 4 grandkids under 4. And so they're all local. So, you know, we'll have time with them and soccer games and all those things as they come along. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun time. We don't have really great plans of you know, moving or anything. We're going to stay right here in this community and all that. So
please, you cannot leave us.
We're in the midst of building our dream home right now. So as soon as we get that done, and then, you know, we're going to stay right here.
Well, word on the street is you are more busy when you retire than when you work. So you think you're retiring to escape the day-to-day hassle of work,
not happening.
You might be on some of those calls with your son.
It'll be a different kind of work.
Consulting work.
Consulting, that's exactly right. On a need-to-know basis,
too. Right.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Well, Mike Gettings, again, is his name. Panther Heating and Cooling has been part of our DNA here in our city for 30 years and counting. Big supporter of so many community events, including Toys for Happiness. And we just want to say thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mike.
I really appreciate it today.